Hey, it's the local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And before I introduce my guests, just want to say thanks, everybody, for listening. Appreciate it. And also, if you're listening and you hear our advertisers, that's what supports us. So, you know, let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, keeping the station going. So, anyway, with no further ado, I would like to introduce my guest, Hayden Geisler. Welcome, Hayden.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Chris. Thanks for having me on here today.
Yes, and Hayden, you're a young dude, young guy, family man.
Yeah, the young part's getting a little more faded and faded every day, I feel like. More gray hairs are showing up continuously.
And Kate, you're married to Casey?
Yep. My wife of 5 years, and we've got two little girls, Everly and Ada, a three-year-old and a two-year-old, so they keep us moving at a pretty quick pace.
You know, that's the way I started off, you know, when we got married. You know, I had two girls right in a row, boom, boom.
And then you had two boys.
Then later I had two boys, yeah. You know, and I was cool with the two girls, you know. I didn't really, oh, yeah. I mean, that was cool. But then Brenda decided that we needed to have a couple boys, and I was all for it, so.
Yeah, got quite a tribe now.
Yeah. Yes, we do, and love it. It's fun. And Hayden, you are the vice president of the Illinois Auction Association.
Yes, sir. I'm based right here in Jerseyville, Illinois. I live in Brighton. I work here in Jerseyville, too, at Seiden Stricker Newby Partners. I am the vice president of the Illinois Auctioneer Association as of this year. Been a member since 2014, I believe.
So how did you get in the auction business? In the auction, you know, just like it. How did that happen?
So growing up in the summertime, we spent a lot of time with grandma and grandpa. And my grandpa always had livestock. So I remember growing up in the sale barns. We were up at Carrollton quite a bit. We go down to Greenville.
Did you enjoy that as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Ate it up.
You did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Was just plum tickled over it for sure.
So as a kid, you know, and you're at the auction, what are you doing? You just run around looking at the animals, or are you actually saying, Grandpa, you need a bit on that one?
Yeah, a little bit of both, honestly. Yeah. A lot of running back and forth, you know, checking out the livestock. That was, we ate that up. And yeah, trying to be Grandpa's financial advisor. I think he listened to me just enough on that most of the time.
Now, how old were you when this was going on?
I would say probably started off 5-6 years old, I bet, honestly.
Yeah. I bet that was some good times for Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. He liked it just as much as I do, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Now, did you have any brothers or sisters that went with you?
Yep. I have a little sister, and we would travel around sale barn to sale barn all summer long, sweating and eating greasy cheeseburgers, and I'm probably drinking Pepsi, and yeah, we ate it up.
You graduated. Where'd you go to high school?
So I actually graduated from Carlinville High School. I was a Cavvy. Graduated in 2011. We grew up in Chesterfield, Illinois, which threw us into the Carlinville School District.
I'm familiar with Chesterfield. That's a small area.
Yep.
Small village, maybe.
Yeah, you know? Village is a good term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you grew up there, and how'd you make your way this direction?
So whenever I met my wife, she was from Brighton, and that's currently where we reside.
Where did you guys meet at?
We met at Macoupin County Fair, actually. We both grew up showing cattle, and I remember helping her get her cattle down to the wash rack the day of the day of the show over there in Carlinville.
And how old were you then?
Oh, I would say
approximately.
I mean, approximately. We started dating in 2012, so you know,
right out of high school.
Right out of high school, yeah. Right out of high school. Actually, senior year of high school, be pretty close.
Now, when you first started helping her, mm-hmm. right? Did you like zero in and go, I think she could be the one?
Yeah, I mean, I had an inclination for sure. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really agree with the breed of cattle she was showing, but we've kind of made compromises.
Oh, what do you do?
I showed steers primarily, crossbred and Angus steers, and she showed Hereford cattle.
Yeah, I could see where that'd be a problem.
Yeah, it's a little different intake for sure. For sure.
All right, so you're showing, and then pretty soon you say, let's go on a date, or let's go look at some cows somewhere, or what?
Yeah, I finally convinced her to give me a shot, and apparently it's worked, because we're still together to this day, so she must have worked. But yeah, we spent a lot of time showing cattle together all through the summers, and we still got cattle together now, and we're raising some show cattle and trying to get our kids involved in it, and kind of pass their tradition on. You know, we want to raise them the same way we were raised. And
what's the key to raising good cattle?
Oh, it's a lot of man hours, I would say, more than anything.
Oh, really?
A big checkbook and a lot of man hours is what it is. And I've got the time, but the checkbook, I hope, comes along one of these days.
Well, it seems like the hobbies always cost a lot of money.
They do. Yeah. They do.
So, where are we at here? You're working for Side Instructor, and you're selling for them. You're
yep.
a salesman.
I'm a large ag representative at Side Instructor and OB Partners. I've been there since 2017. So 8 years this year. Really enjoy my job. I got a good customer base. I'm glad to be here locally in Jerseyville. I've got really good customers that take good care of me, and I hope they'd say the same thing about me. So
yeah. Now, the side gig you're doing,
yep.
which you call Geisler Auctioneering.
Yep.
Okay. So you're a freelance auctioneer. Somebody wants to, you'll go auction for them?
Yep. I do quite a few. You know, I guess it's like you said, freelancing custom work. Go as far as Chicago and
really,
yep. I was in Piatone last Saturday for consignment sale.
Oh,
so I was up there and do a lot of traveling, enjoy it.
So, like for example, somebody has a farm, maybe they're retiring. Is
yep.
that kind of they're retiring?
Yeah, that's really what I like to do.
And yes. they have a lot of equipment, you yep. know, and maybe even some livestock. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
But and you go in, and how do they find out about you? Why are they picking you?
Honestly,
I mean, all the way from Chicago.
It's the connections through the Illinois Auctioneer Association as much as anything. The connections that we built, knowing people from, like you said, Chicago down to Southern Illinois are all members of the association. It's great for connections. It's great for side jobs. There's very few people in the auction industry.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
So it's pretty limited. Whenever you need help for a day, you kind of got to start making some phone calls, and usually there's some travel involved.
Uh-huh. But I guess it's worth your while.
It is, yeah. I enjoy it, and it's, you know, a little extra side cash never hurts.
Are you taking your girls with you yet?
Not yet. I've got to be able to concentrate somewhat whenever we're selling equipment. So, yeah, one of these days, I'm sure, they'll be telling
five,
me how to do it.
When they're
yeah.
five, they're ready.
Getting closer. Getting yeah. closer.
So, when you do those auctions for other folks, I guess you charge a base amount or like a percentage, or how does that work? What's the basic?
Yep.
What do people usually do?
It's usually flat rate.
Like a flat rate?
Yep, just a flat rate. If I got to travel to Chicago, it's usually some extra cash and travel expenses, you know, that kind of thing. So it's not terrible. Just kind of a known number and less risk involved. Go up there, sell it, and come home.
So how often are you doing this?
It depends. It's very seasonal. A lot of times, busy auction times are February to May, a lot of times in the spring, and then again in the fall. July through October.
I mean, like one a week or something like that?
I'd say average, you're probably two or three a month on average.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Something like that.
Does your wife ever go with you?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
She does. She hasn't in a little while since we've had kids, but used to go all the time. Yeah.
So you've gotten involved in the auction association.
Yes.
The Illinois Auction Association. And so you have to be an auctioneer to join, I suppose.
Well, so you don't actually have to be a licensed auctioneer to be in the membership. You can be a ringman. You can be an auction clerk. You just have to be involved in the auction industry in some way to become
okay.
a member. Yep.
And what's the membership?
Membership is annual. Right now, it is $150 for membership.
Uh-huh. Well, now, if I'm a ringman or if I'm helping out in auctions, I have an interest in it. Why would I want to be a member?
The biggest emphasis I would put on Illinois Auctioneer Association membership is the education behind it. We offer a lot of continuing education classes to make you a better auctioneer. As a member, we've got a lot of benefits as well. We've got a hired lobbyist that we use that is continually working for us and looking out for us in Springfield with bills and things getting passed along the lines like that. Auctioneers with the Auctioneer Association have a very good code of ethics that, you know, we all try to stick to,
and connections
yeah.
is probably the biggest thing.
Yep.
You know,
connections from top to bottom.
Really, some pretty cheap $150 to have all those connections.
Yeah, and it'll make it back pretty quick.
Yeah, you know, the cool thing, whatever business you're in, it's so nice to talk to people. you know, the find out things. If you're young, you're getting in the business, and you need to know, you know, just some info. Talk to somebody that's been in the business and they go, well, I wouldn't do that. This is direction. It's this is where you got
to
go.
There's a lot of resources in the association, I'll tell you that, from top to bottom. We got people that just do fundraisers full-time. We've got people that sell property full-time. There's very niche markets like coin auctioneers, something I really don't know a whole lot about. If I book a coin sale, I got five guys I can call, you know, to give me an education on how to do it right.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Hayden Geisler with me today in studio, vice president of the Illinois Auction Association, and also works as a salesman, an ag salesman for Side & Stricter Dobe. And we're talking auction stuff. And so, hey, how many members are there in this Illinois?
Currently in the Illinois Auctioneer Association, there are 325 members. Yep.
325.
Yep. Okay. And we're trying to grow that, you know, as fast as we can, but it is kind of a limited amount of people that are involved in the auction industry. I don't want to say it's a, I don't want to say it's a dying culture, but it's getting more defined. It's
okay. I got a couple questions for you.
Yep.
Why, if I have something to sell, I want to sell it. Why do I want to entertain the idea of having an auction? It maybe it depends on what I'm going to sell.
Yeah, I'd say it depends a lot on what you sell, but I truly believe that as an auctioneer, we help you find true price discovery. If you have something you want to sell and you put it on Facebook and it's worth $1,200 and you put it on there for $500, well, you've just cost yourself $700. If you put it on an auction, we've got two people that can compete and it keeps the market fair. It'll give you an honest appraisal of what that piece is worth.
Okay. And I guess if it doesn't bring what it's supposed to bring, then we just...
Yeah. I mean, really, it's...
I mean, it's kind of... It's... You can't you can lose because you can pay for the service and not sell it.
Right. So, and but really, I mean, the online auction side of the things, there's people, you know, globally that are bidding on stuff just they're here in Jerseyville. You know, there's been times that equipment's gone to Mexico and Canada and Russia. They've gone overseas. It's just this broad band of customers. They'll usually tell you what it's worth. I mean, I really think it's an honest appraisal of the value of what something is worth is the auction way.
Do you see the online auctioning taking over the actual physical part of auctioning, going to the auction?
Certain aspects of it. I think it takes the right sale. You want to kind of have it, you know, that's part of hiring the auctioneer is to trust them which route to go, whether you do online only or whether you do a live auction. I like both. It just depends on what it is.
So, yeah, you can, can't you?
Yeah, you can do both. We do a simulcast. You can do live and online at the same day. So you can, you know, we can catch the bids from the guys up in Canada that are bidding on the tractor. Or you can catch the guys that are in Jerseyville bidding on the tractor. It's the same deal. But it just gives you a lot broader audience.
So what are the top things, the top items that you think people are auctioning? What are the top things?
I prefer machinery. Machinery auctions, retirement closeouts. We've had some really good sales with some retirement closing out deals. Machinery, I think land is a good auctionable item for sure. You got some neighbors that are competing. You might think it's only worth $12,000 and it might bring $13,000, $14,000 on the auction way. It just gives a little more competitive price discovery.
Are there some, what would you say you probably shouldn't think about auctioning? Is there anything?
Off the top of my head.
You need to have a quantity or you need to have a certain value mark, right?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, there's kind of some give and take as to what, you know, if you get more expenses involved in what your property's worth, I could see, you know, maybe just trying to sell it yourself. If it's one or two items, if you've got several items, you know, I would recommend doing the auction route.
How about the household auctions? Like, you know, someone passes away, the family have, oh man, they got all their stuff. You know, my kids, they'll be calling you.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't want this stuff, you know.
Yeah. So do a lot of personal property still.
I mean, is that a pretty good way to go?
It is. It is. It can be very labor intensive. I will say that. You know, it takes a lot to clean out a house. It takes a lot.
I mean, what else are you going to do with the stuff?
That's the dilemma. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? Yeah. Take it to a yard sale? I mean, how do you sell all this
and
stuff?
And spend hours setting up a yard sale to maybe sell some stuff?
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. At the end of the auction, it's sold. You know, it's your personal property's marketed. People come pick it up on loadout day. It as a homeowner or a
family
member,
uh-huh.
it is less stressful for sure, I think, than doing a house cleanup.
And if you see something, the nice thing about it, if you see something that, you know, something's getting auctioned off, and you're thinking, as a family member, you're thinking, that's worth more than that, you know.
Yeah.
Then you can buy it yourself.
Yep.
And pay the commission.
Yep. There's several times that, you know, family members end up buying things on the sale just because it's the fairest way for everybody to get their split on what they want out of the house.
Exactly.
You know, if two relatives are arguing over who gets what, I mean, just let them buy it.
Or even, for example, say someone had a lot of rental property.
Yep.
Right? And how do you divide that up amongst the kids? You know, the kids are going to get it anyway, right? Yep. So you put it all on auction and you auction it off. And if the kids want it, they see like a property, like, I always like this property, you know, and I'm not going to let it go for this amount. Basically, it's fair to the other members, the other brothers and sisters. It's all fair.
Less hurt feelings.
No hurt feelings. You know,
just
that'd be the way to do it.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Keeps everything fair competition.
Yeah. And it can either stay in the family or not.
Regardless, at the end of the sale, you'll know for sure.
Okay. Now let's get down to the actual auctioning. Mm-hmm. You know, what does an auctioneer, what's he thinking? What's the, like, I always say, like, what are the ABCs to being an auctioneer? Okay, what's the first thing you got to be able to do?
So you don't just have to be able to talk fast. It is.
You don't?
It's not a requirement. Okay. No, it's depends on what you're selling. Like, an art auctioneer doesn't really go that fast. And like Christie's and Sotheby's, they really don't auctioneer very fast, art galleries. But livestock auctioneers, car auctioneers are some fast talkers for sure. The ABCs, like in our chant, what we call it, whenever we're selling, using our numbers.
Your chant.
Yep, a chant is what we refer to it as. We use our number sets, and we use our filler words in between the number sets.
So what's a number set?
So a lot of times, I mean, depending on what it is, you got dollar increments, you got $2.50 increments, $5 increments, $10 increments. I mean, all the way up to thousands of dollars at a time.
All right.
Yep.
So if you're chanting, if you're selling something and you want it to sell for $500, what would be the numbers you would probably use? 50?
If people are bidding fast, that kind of makes it determination too. If people are bidding fast, I wouldn't have any problem using $50 or $100 increments. I mean, it depends on how fast they're coming in. But if I start at $25 and think we're going to get to $500 and I try them for $50 increments and they don't do it, then we drop down to $25 increments.
Okay. What's the psychology? Okay. What is the psychology that auctioneers use as far as like, okay, I want to get $1,000 out of this. Where do I start? Or so, I think it's worth $1,000.
Yep.
Where do I start?
If, like, say, we walk up to something, going to sell it, we think it's worth $1,000. I would probably start by asking $1,000 or $1,100.
Oh, you start right
initially.
There.
Well, I would say that, but then would probably drop back down till people start bidding. You know what I mean? So I'd say, hey, you know,
who'll give me $1,000?
Who'll give me $1,000 if nobody bids? Then you drop down to $500.
I was kind of a natural on that, didn't I?
Yeah,
it worked out. Who'd give me $1,000?
Yep. Well, see, right there. You better get in the association.
Who'll give me $1,000? Then you don't get any. You don't get any. And then who'll give me $900? You just keep kind of asking, getting somebody.
Yep. Usually, for the sake of time, I would start at $1,000, drop down to $500, drop down to $250, and then hopefully somebody picks it up before I get to $50 or $75.
Okay. So do you actually, you have to practice this chant, right?
So in auctioneering school,
went to auctioneering school?
Yep. There is a prerequisite to get your license. You have to attend auctioneering school.
Where's that at?
I actually went to Butler Hill Road down in St. Louis. It's Missouri Auction School is where I went, and they still offer that today. There's another one worldwide up in Iowa is another good school. There's one out in California.
So you go there, you know, you get a dorm room, you stay, or what is
pretty
it?
Well. It's,
you
it's 10, 12-hour days. Yep, 10, 12-hour days for the Illinois Auctioneer Association.
So
auctioneer
how long
license.
Are you there?
For 10 days back-to-back, I mean, straight through, 10 days, and they're 12-hour classes, so you get 120 hours.
Oh, man.
Yep, it's auction law, it's your chant, it's general ethics.
How many, when you went to auctioneer school, how many people started when you started? How many people?
I think there was about 25 of us.
How many were men or women?
I would say it was 85% men.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of men.
Yep, but the women that are out there are really good. It's just not a man's sport for sure. There are some really good women auctioneers out there.
So you start off, what percentage of people finished?
So
and, yeah, some quit probably.
Yeah,
they start going, it's like 10
I'd say 70%. 70% probably finished. As far as how many got licensed, I'm not for sure, but probably at the end of the class, there was about 70% of us left.
What can I just, I'm not asking what you charge, but what, or what you got charged, but today, what's it cost to go to auction school? What would you guess?
I'd say you're probably talking $1,500. Yep. By the time you go to the class, you pay for your room and everything like that. And then your license is every other year. It's a $450 renewal through the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation.
So, and did you have a good time at it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I made a lot of good connections there, too. I mean, I've got new friends in Tennessee and Mississippi, and yeah, it's all over the board. It's a pretty cool experience. I wish it was 25 days down there because we had a good time at auctioneer school.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a good time. It's not bad. Yeah.
Dad, I want to go to auctioneer school.
Yeah.
For the whole year.
It could be worse.
You got the convention. The national convention is taking place in Illinois.
Yes.
Has this ever happened before?
The last time was probably 15 years ago. It is in Schaumburg, Illinois this year, and the National Auctioneer Association is the conference up there. They offer a trade show. They offer continuing education classes. There will probably be over 1,000 auctioneers at this conference.
Wow.
From nationally, yes.
Schaumburg.
Yep, Schaumburg, a little suburb Chicago. Outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And how do people find out about it? Go online, I guess?
Yep, you go to NAA.com. You can check it out up there. It's July 15th through the 19th. And like I said, it's a pretty big publication. It's a big deal up there.
Would you recommend somebody maybe thinking about going into business of whatever part, whether it's a ring man or whatever?
Yeah, it'd be a good experience.
And a lot of fun?
A lot of fun, good experience, good contacts.
What's it cost?
It's a little more expensive to go to Schaumburg for the NAA. I bet you're probably talking $3,500 to get in up there. Yeah.
Per person?
Per person, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not cheap.
It's a little bit more expensive than the Illinois Auctioneer Association.
Yeah, okay. So. All right, well.
But, I mean, as far as your educational classes and what you would get out of it, it is worth it, but it is more expensive than the...
And you're going.
Yep, I'll be up there. Okay. We've got a booth for the Auctioneer Association. Be up there working it, so...
Do you got any sales coming up at all?
So there is. I work very closely with Cody Handled, with Handled Auctioneering here in town. He's got a consignment sale going on now. It closes out, looks like May 27th.
Okay.
Yep. And it closes out May 18th. He's taking stuff till the 27th down here at Tri-County Tractor in Jerseyville. So.
All right. Well, good to know. And thanks for coming in the studio.
I appreciate it very much, Chris, and thank you for letting us on.
Love it. Take care.
You too.